This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visits Poland to thank his ally and meet Ukrainians who have sought refuge there. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky is in Warsaw for a visit meant to thank a key ally and meet with some of his own people who found refuge in the neighbouring nation. Zelensky's visit comes at a time of rising anger among Polish farmers who say that Ukrainian grain that has entered Poland has created a glut and caused prices to fall. Zelensky is to be welcomed by Poland's president and prime minister. Warsaw has been a key ally for Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion last year, welcoming refugees and becoming a hub for humanitarian aid and weapons to transit into Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Zelensky said Wednesday, too, that Ukrainian troops face a really difficult situation in the eastern city of Bakhmut, but Kyiv will take the corresponding decisions to protect them if they risk being encircled by Russian forces. The Ukrainian leader told a news conference in Poland that Kyiv's forces in Bakhmut sometimes advance a little, only to be pushed back by Russian forces, but that they remained inside the city. Two generals involved in coups, a pro-cannabis health minister and a businesswoman whose father and aunt fled into exile after being forced from power. Well, these could all be Thailand's next premiers as political parties finalize their picks for the top job. Thailand holds an election on May 14th, and parties have until Friday to name their prime ministerial candidates, one of which will be picked by August in a joint vote of the newly elected parliament and the appointed Senate. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.